Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, June 9, 2009. The Israeli military invades areas in the Gaza Strip and demolishes homes in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian sources in the Gaza Strip reported Tuesday morning that a Palestinian fighter managed to disable an armed Israeli military bulldozer near the Nahal Oz crossing east of Gaza City. Eyewitnesses reported that the bulldozer was directly hit by an explosive device while the army was invading the area. Israeli troops fired tank shells at areas surrounding the explosion site and also fired rounds of live ammunition at dozens of homes. Troops also uprooted farmlands and destroyed greenhouses. 30 Palestinians were injured on Tuesday afternoon when a gas tank exploded in a gas station located in the town of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. Local sources said that the injured were moved to nearby hospitals for treatment. Doctors reported that among the injured there are two critical cases. Witnesses said that nearby houses were damaged by the fire caused by the explosion. No official statement has been released about the causes of the explosion. Elsewhere on Tuesday, the Israeli municipality of Jerusalem demolished two Palestinian-owned houses located inside the walls of the old city. On Tuesday midday, Israeli troops arrived and forced Mohammed Ghoshe to demolish his own house. The family told media that soldiers attacked them and kidnapped one family member and another young man who was at the location. The family added that soldiers told Mohammed that he has to demolish his own house now or a $25,000 fine will be imposed on him. Earlier in the day, the Israeli military demolished another Palestinian house near the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The owner, Khalil Al-Hartouni, said that military police came to his house, forced his family out, then arrested his brother before demolishing the house. He added that his house was first demolished 4 months ago. The municipality says the two homes were built without the needed building permission. Since Israel occupied the city of Jerusalem in 1967, the authorities have rarely given Palestinian residents permission to build houses. The Israeli government has continued to build Jewish settlements in and around East Jerusalem, an act which violates international law. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.